I'm Jim Langfelder, and Finance Director is my designated title for the Matthew Project.
And I'm Ann Liebre, and I'm the founder of the Matthew Project. We started the program actually about 5 years ago. My sister is a school nurse with District 186, and she would call me occasionally and tell me, you know, a really sad story that there was a child that came to school and didn't have a coat or came in flip-flops, and it was February. And I would just go out and either call one of my friends who had little kids or go out and purchase a pair of shoes or coat or something. And then one day she mentioned to me the homeless liaison with District 186, and I was shocked to know that we actually had a full-time employee that did nothing but assist homeless children to make sure they got to school, make sure that they had school supplies and that they were staying in school, that they had transportation to school. So I contacted her. Her name is Darla Haley, and she's a phenomenal employee of the district. She's devoted 24/7 to these families. And I contacted her, and we developed a relationship and just started as needs arose. She would call me and ask me for certain items, and we would do our best. My partner with all of this, Lisa Thiele, we would do our best to get her what she needed. And then probably about 2 or 3 years ago, I was a mentor over at Harvard Park and met a young lady. She was a young girl. She was my child that I mentored. She was 10 at the time. And when she was 8 years old, I found out that her mother was murdered right in front of her, and her father was in prison, and she had been in 6 or 7 foster homes in that 2-year period. And I realized she was such a sweet girl. I mean, I just fell in love with this child. I realized that it was more than just giving out pencils and pens and folders and coats, that we really needed to get into these children's lives, make sure they had an academic plan, make sure that they were, you know, doing well in school and had some consistency in their life, and that we could do what we could to help them get through.
And so teaching these students life skills is part of the project. Is that correct?
That's correct. We have some phenomenal life skill activities planned.
And Jim, maybe you can touch on that too, being the financial director. Ann was saying earlier that you've worked with banks to fundraise, but then there's also maybe a component here with getting the children a little more financially literate.
I got involved. I saw an article in the State Journal Register, and it mentioned that they were trying to teach life skill lessons, how to cook and take care of yourself, hygiene, things of that nature. But to break the homeless cycle, really, you need to have financial literacy. And that's what I used to do in banking before I became city treasurer, is I did community reinvestment, where I'd go out to low and moderate income areas and develop programs that dovetailed into the banking world and taught them about finances and money especially. So I met with Ann, and she's a ball of energy, and we put together a program where we will intertwine the money aspect all through the learning aspects of the program. So when they're learning about cooking, what we'll be able to also do is teach them about how to purchase items in quantity, you know, what the cost would be. And then we have a great support network of community banks here in Springfield. And we have probably a dozen volunteers that will help with one-on-one mentoring for the banking part of the program. And so we will actually allow them, you know, to receive, we have a rewards program set up where they would get like a paycheck, and then they would be able to use that and save their money, or they could spend it immediately if they so choose in the Matthew Project store, which they could purchase new items. But the whole concept is to teach them the value of a dollar, the importance of savings, and how that intertwines in your life.
This is Illinois Edition, and we're talking to Jim Langfelder and Ann Liebre about the Matthew Project, which is aimed at helping homeless students in District 186. And I take it that mentoring when it comes to schoolwork is another part of this?
Absolutely. We have some fantastic volunteers who go through the district background check, are trained, and then we do that one-on-one mentoring with the entire program, not only academics, but we have many retired teachers. I have a retired school principal. I have a doctor. I have nurses. I have just very professional people who have a heart to serve the children of this community and who are willing to donate, you know, that 2.5 hours every week, and to bring some consistency again to that child's life.
And so, Anne, maybe you can talk a little bit about what exactly qualifies a student as homeless when it comes to that classification for District 186 and what they use. I take it not all of these children are without a roof over their heads at night.
That's true. The school district does have a formal definition, and that definition includes a permanent, fixed, safe place for the child to sleep in the evening. I think it's a little bit more dynamic than that, but essentially that's what it is. So there are children who are in motels. Not necessarily a roof is always a good thing, but we have a lot of children in tents in the parks here in town. They're in their vehicles. They're in abandoned homes. Some children are doubled up with maybe family or a relative or, you know, a neighbor or something. And under their definition, that is considered homeless because they it's not their permanent home. And, you know, if something would happen and they would get kicked out, which happens very frequently, they would have no place to go.
And when it comes to Springfield Public Schools in District 186, do you know the numbers or the percentage of students who are homeless?
I think so. The one good thing about the district, I mean, there's lots of good things about the district, but one good thing is they don't just assume that because you were homeless last year that you're going to be homeless this year. So they reevaluate and re-identify every single year at the beginning of the school year. So now the numbers I received today were over 200, which is substantially up from last year at this time of year. At the end of last year, there was close to 700. So, you know, numbers fluctuate, but it looks so far like we're going to be up.
And so what have maybe been some of your biggest challenges along the way, founding the Matthew Project and keeping it sustainable?
For as far as the life learning part of it, transportation's been the biggest issue because there's liability costs and things of that nature. But fortunately for us, School District 186 under the direction of Bob Lemming have been a savior in that aspect. He saw the value of putting this program together as Ann had started back in its infancy. So he was a godsend in finding us a transportation aspect. But that's been the biggest challenge because otherwise we would have been able to do it last year, but that was a big hang up for us.
And the Urban League, I want to add, they are helping with transportation to pick the kids up after the program and take them to wherever they're staying that night.
And the Matthew Project is in a bit of a change this year as far as more interaction one-on-one with the kids, correct?
Yes. The children will come in and they'll meet their one-on-one mentor and they will have a hot meal. This will be their dinner at about 4 o'clock because these children don't get dinner at night. So they'll have a meal and then they'll be responsible for cleaning up. And then we'll get right into the academic portion where we'll do homework. The mentors will, they're required actually to touch base with the child's teacher every single week. So we know what's on the spelling test. We know what they're having difficulty with. They can do that during that 40 minutes of academic time. And then once we're finished with that, we jump right into our financial literacy program, which will be kind of sporadic, but throughout the entire year. We've also partnered with SIU School of Medicine, so we'll be doing some health and wellness classes with the children and cooking classes, et cetera. And then when we're finished with that, then we go to the we have our own library, so they'll be able to check out a library book. And then the last portion of the day will be the reward wall, which I'm assuming will be the children's favorite. We're excited to get that going. And they'll either be able to save their money for a big ticket item at the, you know, couple months away or a year away, or they can go ahead and purchase those items that night and walk out with something.